Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1 is Big Mike, excited to get this person back in studio. She always makes time for us when she's in town. And this weekend, she is in town at Comedy Works South. We have Heather McDonald. What's up, Heather?
Lots. How are you? Well, what a beautiful weekend here.
Oh, it's
so
a gorgeous
grateful.
Weekend. Yeah. 70 degrees today.
Oh, my God. What is this? Is this global warming or just God winking at us?
Well, the other day, we had the hottest day of February in history. Like, the hottest day, period, out of any days in February.
How hot was it?
It was 80.
Wow.
Yeah, 80 degrees. And, maybe it's global warming. Maybe it's a warm day. It depends on who you ask.
Right, exactly.
If you ask Donald Trump, no. If you Bill Gates, yes, or
right.
Whoever,
if it's Donald Trump, it's because he's making everything greater.
Yes.
So who doesn't want an 80-degree day in February?
Exactly. America's great again, so thank goodness.
Or warm. Or hey, warm
yeah,
again.
Yeah. I'll take warm Februarys all day. I mean, I got to imagine there's somewhere we can put the polar bears up north, but I mean, you know, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. What's been going on with you? Welcome back to Denver.
Thank you. I've just been doing a lot of shows. Yeah. I'm doing my Juicy Scoop tour because I have a podcast called Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. I do it twice a week, and it's been an amazing thing and getting really fans super involved and excited about everything. So today's podcast, I have a girl from Vanderpump Rules. You strike me as someone that watches a lot of Bravo. I'm kidding.
Every day. The minute you said that, my heart jumped. Yeah.
Like whatever gossipy, juicy thing. I had Josh Mankiewicz from my favorite show, Dateline, on. Okay. Like whatever. I'm just into any juicy scoop, whether it's like
I gotta
a
say,
murder. Tell me.
I got to say congratulations to you on your podcast. Just a couple weeks ago, you hit the 100 mark, episode 100.
Yes, and I'm doing live tapings now. I've done one in LA, and I'm doing another one. And people like love that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it's great to just go out and do stand up like I'm doing this weekend, where it's just like you're right there in the club, and yeah, it's really fun. So.
What made you decide to start the podcast? You know, because obviously there's a lot of podcasts in the
right.
world. Sometimes it's hard to break through, but obviously you know yours has been a success. What inspired you to start?
Because after Chelsea Lately, I did another show, and once that show got canceled, I said, I guess it's time for a podcast. I really did. I was like, this will give me something to do.
Right,
and
right.
I didn't even want to check my numbers. So I'm like, who's listening? And then it turned out to be this like great thing. And there are so many, but that's the thing. There can be every single person on earth can have a podcast. It doesn't matter. It's not like, you know, an ABC primetime lineup where there's only room for four shows.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of great like that. And I love having that control and, But the best ones do rise to the top and people hear about it, because there are a lot of crappy ones too, where you're literally just hearing someone talk on their bed to their childhood friend. You're like, oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Don't,
so mine's not like
don't
that.
Don't
hate
on my podcast.
What do you do? You lay in your bed to your childhood friend?
Why are you hating on the Me and My Best Friend in Bed podcast? What's up with that?
That's what you and your best friend do?
It's not the Juicy Scoop. I'm sorry, but gosh, I mean, that's what it's called, the Me and My Best Friend in My Bed podcast. And, well, I see how you feel
that
about it.
That would actually be a great name for a podcast.
Oh, now you're trying to compliment
now
it.
I think that's pretty good.
You can't backtrack. You have already,
I'm gonna steal that.
You've ruined my childhood dreams.
Okay.
And my childhood friend's dreams.
I guess so, since you guys are such a partnership.
Well,
best friends forever.
Good for you. Appreciate that. We have Heather McDonald in here, ruining my dreams. She's at Comedy Works South of Landmark. I have a small beef with you.
What?
I have a small beef with you. Last time you were here. Great time.
Yes.
Great shows that weekend. 2 days later, no, actually the next day, I'm sitting here watching TV and all of a sudden the news is going crazy. Heather McDonald beefing. Chelsea Handler beefing. And you got to understand, before I did the comedy, I worked at the hip hop station where we had beefs all day. There's not that many comedy beefs. And you waited till the day after you left Comedy 103.1 and all of a sudden this was happening. I was like, why couldn't you start the day before?
But, well, this is a juicy scoop, okay? Because a lot of people probably don't know what the story is. But it was probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my career, for sure. And what happened was, prior to coming to Denver, about 6 weeks prior, I was a guest on a podcast. Just a guest. And they asked me some questions about Chelsea Lately and Chelsea, and I was pretty honest now that the show had been off for a year or so. And I remember going, I wonder if I was a tad too honest.
Right.
Whatever. Who cares? No one's going to listen to this thing anyway. And I actually called the host, Theo Von, a couple, after a couple weeks. And I'm like, did that even air? And I just never heard anything. No, but it's coming. It's really good. I'm like, really? Because I'm a little concerned when you asked me, you said, he gets one of the questions he asked is, he goes, I was on the show once and it felt like everybody's walking on eggshells. You know, did you feel that way? And I basically said, yes. But if you listen to the whole podcast, which is an hour long, I explain that that's kind of my Catholic girl MO, where I'm always scared of being fired. I'm always nervous. I'm scared someone heard that I talked behind their back. I'm like, you know, that type of thing. And when you have a great job in Hollywood, that is a normal reaction to have because they're hard to find.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of three. I'm over 40. I was on a show where I was writing and got to be on TV. That would suck if I got fired. So it's in my head, right? So anyway, they take one sentence from the hour-long podcast.
Yeah.
They gave it to TMZ. TMZ made that a headline, which came out on Saturday afternoon. So I'm here in Denver. I'm buying a beautiful winter coat at a sale at Macy's. And my phone starts going crazy.
Oh, so this was in Denver when this was going
on. This was in Denver.
Wow.
Saturday it came out. And it says, Heather McDonald lived in fear of her life. From Chelsea Handler. And I was like, what? And I don't even, I did the podcast 6 weeks ago. Yeah. I don't remember what I said. This was absolutely the Real Housewives of comedy. Like, I didn't know what I said.
You're like, what did I say to Big Mike the other day?
Yeah, and people are going back and forth and they're saying, you know, no one would even know who you were if it wasn't for her. And I'm like, I agree. Like, I sound like a total annoying person. So I just go, I'm just going to ignore this because, you know, she's doing another thing. I'm doing another thing. We're not on a daily talking basis. Chances are she won't even care or see it. So it starts trending and going crazy. Well, finally, I still ignore it. I don't address one tweet.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday morning, I wake up at like 5 a.m. to listen to the podcast. It just comes out Tuesday. Gave the soundbite on Saturday. I listened to the whole hour podcast. And I was like, whew. I say really complimentary things about her. I'm really more self-deprecating. I explain it. You know, no big deal if you bother to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, no one bothered to listen to the podcast, including Chelsea. She just heard that one line and got pissed. But I'm driving that Tuesday morning to go do something. I'm listening to Howard Stern. She's on Howard Stern promoting her Netflix stuff. And they're like, let's talk about this writer girl. Oh my God, she just used every curse word in the world about me and says that she wanted to fire me years ago because I was selling stories about her to the tabloids, which is an out and out complete lie.
Right.
I don't know why she said it. I don't know if someone fed it to her. I don't know if I really believed it, which I don't think so. But the point was, she was never in the tabloid magazines and neither was I. She shared everything about her life. Yeah. So there's nothing I could have told someone. Oh, she's drinking a milk even though she thought she was lactose intolerant. What could I say? You've put everything out there in every book and every. But again, it starts. What a horrible friend. And then I turn on. So I'm dying. I now have lost like 5 pounds. I don't even know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't have a platform to deny it. But I'm like laying in bed watching all these shows, like the talk did something on it.
Yeah.
And Julie Chen is like, well, former friends, Heather McDonald and Chelsea Handler, that tells the whole thing. Now she says that she sold tabloid stories about her. Have you ever been betrayed by a friend? And I'm sitting in my bed. I'm like, I've never betrayed her. This isn't true. Can one person show me one derogatory article?
Yeah.
And even if you Googled it, there was nothing. The only thing that popped up was her naked boob pictures that she posted herself.
Right.
There wasn't one thing. Okay. And I was just like,
you start getting tweets. Why did you leak her nude photos, Heather?
Yeah. I was like, what? And so, and then Wendy Williams talked about it. And I was like, oh, and then all I could do was go on my own podcast and say, this isn't true.
Yeah.
I never did this. And I'm sorry that this happened. But it was awful. I mean, the only good thing. And it took a while, but the only good thing that came out of it was it just made me extremely honest in my own podcast.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't do that, but I'll tell you every other weird thing about my life.
Yeah.
I have a crazy sister I have a restraining order against. I have a brother in jail. I'm telling you this now so that someone can't try to pretend that I've ever been something I'm not. There isn't one thing in my life that's a secret.
Right.
And so in that respect, I was like grateful for the situation, but it was awful.
Crazy how one sentence out of a whole, 60-minute interview that just.
Right. And then I kind of was like, is this perfect karma? Because when we worked on Chelsea Lately, we would often, we'd get press releases and they would take one sentence. Kate Hudson said the best sex of her life was Owen Wilson. We're like, what about the father of her babies?
Yeah.
And it's like, who knows what that, we didn't bother to read the whole article. We did that same type of sensationalized commentary as well. So I was like, well, I can't really be mad at the other people because they had to come up with a topic that day.
Yeah.
And I happened to be it.
Well, I just need you to do me a favor. I just need you to read this piece of paper. Could you just say that I think Aziz Ansari is a terrible actor? Can you just say that aloud? So I can just take the one sentence and like send it to TMZ. but beyond all that, it's been a good month for you too, because you're taking over magazine covers left and right. You're in Style. I think it's in Style you're on the front of too, right?
I'm on Style, Cosmo. God, it's been amazing. I have an amazing assistant that's very good at photoshopping and very clever. And it's so she puts my head on some of these great magazine covers, and then all the articles around it is like comedy tour, funny girl issue. But it's amazing how many people just that follow lots of people on Instagram see it and just assume it's true. I assume you believed it was true. That's okay if you didn't, or if you did. I love that. Bring your magazines. I'm like, bring your magazines, I'll sign them. And then
I was about to tell everybody you can go get your magazine signed by Heather.
See? Working.
Who cares, man. I'm not following you on Instagram anymore. I feel gypped.
Oh, there's some good Instagram on me at Heather McDonald. Everybody follow me. I do little fun videos and stuff.
Yeah, I've been following you for years, and I didn't realize I was sitting here proud of fake magazine covers. But
Cool. Good. Hey, why not put it out there?
Go on Instagram, print it out, and she'll sign it for you.
Yes, I will.
She'll be good to go. And so that's a Comedy Works South this weekend. Obviously you haven't done so much with TV and writing and your books and all that. What is it about stand-up that makes you come back for it?
Well, stand-up really is the greatest hour of my life, because it's so much fun. Every show is different. You could have a crappy day and feel so appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean, providing you do well, which thank God I have people now that, it wasn't always like this, but they're now coming and they know who I am and they're excited to hear my stories. And so I do meet and greets after every show. So I love to meet the people and take photos with them. And so it's just, it's just fun. It's always fun to come up with something new that day based on what's going on in the world. So, I'm excited to be here. So I hope everybody comes out.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend for comedy. 70 degrees today, possible record-setting day. So tonight through the 18th, Comedy Works South of the Landmark. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. And like I said, thank you again. You always make time for us when you're in town. We love it when you're in town, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for bringing up the worst moment of my life this time last year. But thank you.
Again, like I said, if there is going to be even accidental beef, please make sure it's the day before.
Okay, well, this is the memory of.
It's not always about you, Heather. Sometimes it's about me. Okay?
Yes, okay.
We
got
can't
it.
Just think about you every time you're here, okay? Heather McDonald, thank you so much. Go check out our awesome show this weekend at Comedy Works South. It's Comedy 103.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.